Hello.
Hello, this is Brittany calling you back from customer care. You left your number as a callback, so I was returning your call. How can I assist you?
Hi, Miss. I'm calling in regards to a unauthorized transaction that you guys took off of my bank account. What's your name again? Who am I speaking with?
Brittany?
Brittany?
Yes.
Okay, Brittany. Do you have like a reference or like an extension number by any chance?
No, sir.
All right, Brittany. Well, I tried to look you guys up in the beginning when this transaction happened, but I could not find you online, nor did it show your phone number to my bank account. So I did call my bank, and they provided me this number. The purchase I am talking about is a $60 purchase. It's 59 and some change. But what information do you need from me to be able to get to this problem?
Can you verify your zip code, please?
76117.
Thank you. Your first and last name?
First name is Armando, ARM as in Mary, AN as in Nancy, BO, Armando Dominguez. Do you need me to spell my last name out?
No, sir. Can you verify your address, please?
1415 Oak Knoll Drive, Apartment A, Halton City, Texas, 76117.
Thank you. So locate an account for a daily plate, which is an app on your phone that provides recipes based on low carbs. Did you do a survey for Amazon, Costco, Walmart, CVS, or Walgreens?
None of the above.
Okay. Did you do a sweepstake for an iPhone 12, a Dyson vacuum cleaner, or a KitchenAid?
The Dyson vacuum cleaner.
Yes, sir. So after you do the Dyson, after you enter into a sweepstake for the Dyson, it'll send you to our website where you have the opportunity to purchase a daily plate for $59.89. And if you agree to the terms and conditions, then they will ask for your credit card information.
Well, here's the thing. There was no, I would not have agreed to it. Had I seen that, there's absolutely no reason why I would go with your FabFit thing. What I did agree to was a $5 shipping fee because that little survey said that I won that Dyson vacuum. And all I needed was just to submit my credit card for a $5 shipping fee. That's all I did. Once I did that, it shot me to some little link that I pressed okay. That it said all you need to do is just this is your last step. And so I clicked on it and it said congratulations, you won a Dyson vacuum, blah blah blah. You should be receiving it soon. I never got a transaction for the $5 shipping fee. All I got was a transaction for a $60 fee that I did not approve of.
Okay. Yeah, so I can go ahead and get your account canceled for you for all further charges. Now, did you file a dispute with your financial institution when you contacted them?
Yes, well, here's the thing. You've
Okay.
already been canceled from any further purchases. The thing about it was that what my bank said was it might take up to 5 days, but if you see that this transaction did not get returned to you and still went through, then go ahead and call us back and so we can file the dispute, which I did, and that's how I got your phone number.
All right, so I can go ahead and get your account canceled. However, your bank would need to call to verify there's no dispute. Once they call to verify there's no dispute, we can issue a refund. Until then, we would not be able to.
Okie dokie, Brittany. Well, I greatly appreciate that. You'll be getting a call from them soon. Thank you.
You're welcome. I have your cancellation number whenever you're ready.
Give me one second.
Okay.
I'm ready when you are.
Okay. It's C as in Charlie, 203-6860.
6860, and that's the cancellation number, right?
Yes, that is correct.
All righty. Well, you have a blessed rest of your day. That's pretty much all I need at the moment. Well, I guess you'll just get the call from the bank.
Yes, sir.
All right. Have a blessed day, ma'am.
You too, and thank you for calling customer care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.